to tape me and all of you for the television show. Is that okay?
Yeah. What college did you go to?
I went to Indiana University Kokomo right here.
What do you do when there's a tornado?
Well, we experienced that last year. We had actually two tornadoes that came through simultaneously through our city. And this was the first time we'd had one that severe in my lifetime. And so like any other emergency situation, we tried to analyze what was of the highest importance and start prioritizing. For example, we had some power lines that were down that could cause even more emergency situations, and we had gas leaks. So we first thing we wanted to do was to stabilize those dangerous situations, and then, you know, obviously go and start knocking on doors to make sure people were okay, they weren't trapped in their homes. And then it's a lengthy every day, every week, every month process of just starting to clean up and rebuild our city. But you have to kind of prioritize under those emergency situations which are the most important.
How much money do you make?
My wife would say probably not enough, and there's some days it's not enough. But the city council sets the mayor's salary, and in each city it's different. And in the city of Kokomo, the salary is $80,000 a year. And that sounds like a lot. If you break it down per hour, it's probably not as attractive as you might think. But every city's a little bit different, and that's the pay rate for the mayor of Kokomo.
What's your favorite part of your job?
That's a great question. If you didn't hear the question, she said, "What's the my favorite part of the job?" And I get asked that a lot. And you're going to think I'm playing to this audience, but the truth is, my favorite part of the job is really speaking with students. Sometimes it's visitors to City Hall, but a lot of times I get to go to individual schools and classrooms, whether it be the high school or to Indiana University Kokomo or Ivy Tech or to some of the private schools and speak. And my favorite part is going out and getting to talk about the things we have going on in our city.
Are you gonna extend the bike trail on the north side, and when?
That's a good question. We just, we've completed segments of that. I'm not sure where you live, but if you go up near Morgan Street, where Northside Little League is, and continue north, we've done large stretches of that, and it will connect to downtown by sometime next year. We won't get it completed before winter, but you can now take it from the Northside Little League area, and it's other than one small section, it's completed all the way to 400 and to the county line and all the way to Peru. So it still has a little bit of work to do. We want to make sure there are trash cans and things like that along the way. But I'd say it's 85, maybe 90% complete.
What are your favorite hobbies?
Well, my favorite hobbies would probably be when I have time. I have four children, and spending time with them, and they range from age 24, the oldest, and I have a daughter that's 12. And so tonight she has a tennis match, so I'll get to go watch her play tennis. Those are probably the things I like to do the most, other than a lot of times I like to go to other cities and see what they're doing, and to see if they're doing things better or similar, or maybe if there's ways we can improve and kind of see what kind of ideas they have.
What do you do a lot during the day?
You know, that's a great question. What do I do during the day? Every day is a little different. So sometimes I'm spending time meeting with different community leaders. Sometimes it's members of the city council. Sometimes it's my own staff, sometimes it may be the police chief or other members of the city. And then it's also community leaders throughout, somebody that maybe United Way representatives. A lot of time I spend also trying to communicate on what we're trying to do. And so that's sometimes newspaper interviews, interviews on the radio station. Either I go to the radio station or sometimes I just call it in and they interview me over the phone. And one thing I spend a lot of time on, if anybody's ever interested in being mayor, is spend a lot of time reading, trying to see keep track of things and what things are being done right or wrong here in Kokomo.
What do you plan to do next?
Well, that's a good question because we have two different types of goals. We have what we call our short-term goals and our long-term goals. So short-term, we still have some projects we want to complete. And some of the things that are already in the pipeline are they're getting ready to take place. And then we have our long-term, you know, how to build and sustain the community for a long period of time. So short-term, it's really finishing up some of the projects that we've already started and some of them that we've talked about but maybe have not quite begun. But people know about them. Things like we've talked about building a new hotel. We haven't started that, but I'd like to see that get started here in the next 9 months or so. And then we have long-term goals, which is to make our city better so that people will come live here. We want people to move to Kokomo so they bring new ideas, that they fill our housing stock and really help the community grow so they'll support local businesses.
How do you like being mayor?
How do I like being mayor? You know what? I do like it. It's not an easy job, but as I usually tell students this, have you ever done something that's really hard, like learn to play an instrument or tried in sports, running a long distance or something that's hard or trying to shoot a basket that's on a higher goal? Have you all tried to do something that's very hard? It's not much different in when you get older when you're working. Usually the things that are the hardest, whether it's learning spelling words, learning to play an instrument, something in athletics, the harder it is and you're able to achieve it, the better you feel, right? If people didn't think you could run that long distance or you could make that basket and you do it, you feel good. And so I like being mayor because I do like a challenge. I like the idea of taking on a challenge and seeing it come being completed. So in that aspect, I like it. Now, the hard part is it's a lot of work most days. It doesn't happen very easily. You have to work really hard and plan quite a while. But in the long run, it's a good job. And I'm very lucky to be mayor of my hometown.
What's the hardest part of your job?
The hardest part is probably trying to get everyone to pull in the same direction. Because you have so many leaders in the community, from leaders at schools, leaders at the universities, business leaders, trying to get everyone to pull together, do what's right for the common good. So it's best for everybody. And sometimes that means it doesn't always work out the way everyone likes. You know, sometimes you have to, it's painful to, you know, because somebody may have a good idea, but it really doesn't fit this situation. So that's the hard part, is to try to get everybody to understand that this is the direction we should be going, try to facilitate that, and then we can all agree that this is the direction we want to go. That's the hardest part.
Why did you become the mayor?
That's a great question. So why did I become mayor? Well, I used to serve on the city council, and I worked at Haynes International here in town for almost 20 years, and during that time I served on the city council. And as I was on the city council, I don't want this to be taken wrong, so don't misunderstand it, but I thought, you know, I think I can do this. I think I can do this and help our city. And thought I could do a good job, just like why anybody else would try out to be, you know, the quarterback of the team or to be a cheerleader or to be on the tennis team or whatever, is because they think they can do a good job. And so that's what I decided, that or a teacher. They you know, hopefully their teachers went in because they thought, I could do this, I can be a good teacher and make a difference. And that's what I thought as well. So
what is the coolest thing you've done as mayor?
Wasn't expecting that. I've gotten to do a lot of cool things. I will admit that's the I've met President Obama on three occasions. I've met the Vice President. I met former President Clinton, former Secretary of State and former U.S. Senator and former First Lady Hillary Clinton. And I've met a lot of important and influential people. In my lifetime, I've met the last five governors I've met of Indiana. So I've gotten to do a lot of good things. I've went to been invited and been able to go to the White House. The coolest thing, that might have been it, being invited to the White House, and I got I was able to go to a reception, and there were a lot of U.S. senators there and dignitaries from across the country and across the world. It was an event from people from Europe were visiting. So,
what does a mayor do?
Well, mayor does a little bit of everything. You have to manage the city, and so sometimes it's making sure that the people are in place that can do that. And that's cleaning the streets and fixing the streets and making sure that traffic signals work and all the basic parts of making sure the parks get mowed, all those things. But those are part of it. The other part is, like I say, trying to look into the future and see what we should be doing to plan 5-10 years down the road so that we're making what I call strategic investments in our city and spending we only have so much money, so we have to figure out what's the best way to spend it to keep us going in the right direction. So it's different every day, and like I say, it's meeting with different important people in our community.
What do you not like about being mayor?
There's sometimes it becomes the decisions you make because they have an impact on people. Sometimes it becomes personal to them, and that's probably the worst part is how many of you have ever been sick? And how many of you, when you were sick, you had to take medicine? I'm going to guess most of the time we don't like taking medicine. It doesn't taste very good. It's not a pleasant time. You don't feel well. But sometimes you just have to do that. And sometimes it's the same with us, all of us. It's students and it's adults. And sometimes we have to take our medicine. And sometimes when you have to take your medicine, people get upset. And that's the worst part, probably.
How do you keep the city safe?
How do I keep our city safe? Well, it's people like these two gentlemen here and the other police officers. That's one part of it. Having them patrol the right areas, focusing on the right things to make sure that they're not just being reactive in how they police, but try to be proactive. And what that means is not just responding to calls, but where they try to be ahead of it and be on top of things and get to know neighborhoods and become familiar with the leaders in those neighborhoods so that they can prevent things from happening. The other thing, which is, and they'll tell you this, that this, because they're both involved in this, is community policing and getting our citizens involved. Because there are more people out in the city, from young people to up to your grandparents and great-grandparents' age, that see things. So the more that our community and the residents are involved in policing, and that means calling them when they see something that seems a little unusual, to reporting things, the better and easier they can do their job. So the answer is, how do we do it? And it's with the help of all of our citizens. That's how we police.
Are you going to run for mayor next year?
Well, I haven't. Her question was, I going to run for mayor next year? I don't have to. That's a great question. I'm kind of laughing, but that was really a good question. Because I wasn't going to tell anybody for a few months, but right now I'm planning on doing this. I want to again. There's some things that we've started that I want to see finished. So, but you can't tell anybody, okay? So.
What's your favorite sport?
Oh, my favorite sport. It's probably a little different. I like watching. I do like to watch football, both college and professional. But I really like college basketball as well. And over the last couple of years, I've really started enjoying soccer. I really think that's only going to grow here in this country. It has a lot of prominence all over the world, and it's kind of taken roots, and I see that becoming even a more have more visibility and a more popular sport myself.
Do we have National Guards?
We have his question is, do we have National Guards? We have a National Guard armory here in Kokomo. It's on Markland Avenue. There are full-time guards persons in there. And then we have people that come and they do training and such on the weekend. So if you know, it's not too far from where the trail is on Markland. It's near Home Avenue is the National Guard Armory. And so you'll see the military vehicles parked there on occasion.
What do you do for your job and how did you get it?
Well, the job is, it's kind of like anybody else's job. When you get older and you go to get a job, you go through an interview process and you apply for the job and then you go through an interview process. So when you run for mayor or city council or any other elected office, you have to file paperwork, put it with the clerk, and you put your name on the ballot. And then you have to go around and talk to people or do radio interviews, somehow to get to know people and tell them what you hope to accomplish, tell them your ideas. So that's how you become mayor. You have to go around, meet with, you know, it's easier sometimes in large groups and you can talk to a lot of people at the same time. And you just tell them what you want to do and where you think our city is and where it could be and how you expect to get people there and get our city there. And so you just have to convince them that this is the way we should be going. And then once you get the job, then you have to do all those things that you said you would do. If you said, I'm going to clean up our parks, or I'm going to make sure this project takes place, you have to make sure it happens. You've been a great audience, and I really appreciate you had such wonderful questions. I really appreciate you being a part of this today. So enjoy the rest of your day, okay? All right. Thank you.